I have one question for you. Are you ready to do your fertility journey differently? Hey there, I'm Bella Hilton, and this is the Studio Fertility Podcast, where each week I bring you real, actionable tips and strategies to help you get your mind from chaos to calm and your body from resistant to receiving. So if you want to feel better now and improve your fertility, let's do this. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Studio Fertility Podcast. I'm your host, Bella Hilton. And today I'm going to be talking to you about something that I think has been quite a lifelong challenge for me. Like anybody, we all have things that we find super easy in life and other things we struggle to find balance with. And I mean balance because often we think things are bad that actually we just need to find balance with. And for me, that is thinking and making decisions. And I know this is a huge thing in the fertility journey. And trust me when I say I've thought about all these things a lot. See, I used to think that my power to think and think a lot and deeply about things was a weakness of mine because I always saw it as holding me back. And it definitely tripped me up in many ways on the fertility journey because I would overanalyze everything, right? And because I would overanalyze everything, my BBT charts, you know, what supplements I was taking and things like that, then I would overanalyze things and it would spin me into new depths of despair and desperation at times. It would actually spin me into inaction because I didn't know which way to go. I called myself an overthinker and made jokes like, I'm thinking about going to Overthinkers Anonymous, but I'm still thinking about it. And generally put myself down about it in subtle ways. Even though that is a funny joke, if I do say so myself, because I made it up. But then I recognize something important. See, most actions have a positive expression if we find balance, and a negative expression if we don't find the balance with them. For example, we can exercise too little, too much, or just the right amount to benefit our bodies. And what that is very different for every person, right? There's also a broad amount of what is the right amount. But we all know that no exercise can affect our blood pressure, our health, our well-being, our weight, and differently for everyone. We also know doing too much exercise can cause the body problems in other ways, like too little body fat can mean no menstruation for women, for example, or getting sick or raising cortisol too much in our bodies. And doing a good amount of exercise can make us feel revitalized, fit, strong, and healthy, help us keep our weight in a nice balance, help us sleep better at night, things like that. Some people can do more exercise than others to keep them in this balanced, just right category. And thinking can be the same. We can think too little about things and jump in too quickly, or say things that shouldn't be said because we didn't take time to run it through a filter in our brain. We can overthink things and put ourselves into a paralysis of action where we never make decisions. And I've definitely been there many a time. Or we can think about things the right amount that allows us to feel informed and good about our decisions and actions going forward. Now, the right amount someone needs to or wants to think about something is also individual. And that's something I started to work out for myself. Now, thinking and thinking the right amount is multi-layered because there are many things that can affect just how much you think about something, such as your self-esteem, right? Do you overthink things and talk yourself out of things because subconsciously you don't think you're worth it? How hard you are on yourself, like type A, must get things right. Do you take any action and not take any action until you know you'll be 100% right? So that means sometimes you don't take the action you want to take early enough. Your ability to understand your mind. Do you know what the difference is for you between overthinking and thorough thinking, for example? Your ability to regulate your emotions. If you don't understand anything about your mindset or your emotions, there's a good chance you will overthink things that leave you feeling really crappy. If you are feeling happy or sad or anxious or whatever emotion, the state we find ourselves in is often what can dictate our thinking too. your strength of character? Are you one to think about things and know what you need to do, but always defer to other people to make the decisions? Or, I don't know what you want to do for treatment, but then get railroaded by your doctor into doing something else? So my question to you is this: do you think thoroughly about things, or do you overthink things? Recently, I bought myself a Fitbit. I wanted to more accurately track my steps throughout the day, and I researched and read articles and researched some more, and I came to a conclusion on the one that I wanted. It had all the things that I wanted, within reason. But I held off for a few weeks, and I noticed that I kept going back to the same one, the same page, the same information. And when I realized this, I was like, what are you doing? This is the one, just buy it. And so I did, and I recognized I could have bought it a few weeks earlier. But the thing is, once I recognized I was in a loop, I stopped myself and I took action. Now, sometimes we make decisions like this, and then the next version of that thing comes out months later. That happened to me, actually. The next Fitbit came along. And the tendency for an overthinker is to blame themselves and say, I knew I should have waited or researched more or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that I made the decision with the information that I had at the time, and actually, I wasn't prepared to wait a few more months for it. So I still felt good about my decision. I know a lot of people who think lightly in comparison to what I do, and they get by and they do well in life. I think a lot and deeply about things. I don't make decisions fast, but I make decisions thoroughly. And because I think so deeply about things, makes me the perfect person actually to do what I do. So actually thinking is a strength of mine for that reason. It helps me see and connect the dots for my clients that they don't see for themselves, because I'm curious, because I question things. But because I do this, there's always the danger that I can overthink things. And in the past, I would do this in abundance, not with my clients, but with other things. Like in my 20s, there is no way I would have had a podcast, just no way. Not that they were really around back then, but I would have talked myself out of it before I had even begun. Like, who am I to have a podcast? My voice sounds terrible when I record it. Who would really want to listen to what I have to say? Because that's the layer of self-esteem that would have kept me from doing the things I wanted to do. So let's talk about fertility here. I have to say that for the most part, I overthought my way through fertility. I definitely did for the first, good 8 years. Always wondering if I was missing out on something, researching every little thing, finding all sorts of conflicting information, and generally ending up more confused than before. Coupled with some low self-esteem, it manifested in inaction because I felt stuck. I didn't know which way to go. I had limited resources, just like everybody else, like with money and things like that. So it really kept me stuck. Things like this will affect your ability to balance your thinking and make decisions and be amplified on the fertility journey when you're feeling so miserably low. And that's because anything that we struggle with can be amplified when we're feeling at our worst. I remember my husband saying to me once, "You find it hard to make decisions? Expect me to make them and then judge me for them if you think I got it wrong." It was a hard truth and he was right, and I told him so immediately. Making decisions is something that we have to do hundreds of times a day. What am I going to have for breakfast? What am I going to wear today? Should I clean my teeth now? There's so many decisions that we don't realize that we're making every day. From when to get out of bed to what you're going to eat and more. And I often find that when overthinking trips me up the most is usually when I need to make a decision. So my advice to all my wonderful thorough thinkers out there who are trying to reform their overthinking and keeping themselves stuck in a never-ending loop of thinking and anguish, I need you to start small. Start making decisions more quickly over smaller things, things that don't matter. Start to flex that muscle of decision-making. It might be as small as when you go out to a restaurant and you're having trouble deciding on what you want to eat, right? You start to make those decisions more quickly. Maybe what you really want is the hamburger and fries, but what you think you should eat is the salad or the grilled fish or something, but you also want the pasta. Ask yourself, what will you feel best about getting and why? Answer that question quickly and intuitively. Give yourself 5 seconds to feel into the answer and then stick with it and go for it. Sometimes the answer will be the hamburger because you're really hungry and you really want it, and there's nothing wrong with that. The more we practice with the smaller decisions, the easier it gets with making the bigger decisions. It never takes me long to make a decision on a menu anymore. I used to agonize over them. But bigger decisions do take me longer to make, and that's okay. That's my process for making decisions. But I do know when I've made a decision, it is made, and I never regret them. The place you don't want to get to is paralysis by analysis. You analyze something for so long that you're just stuck in the weeds and never move forward. When you find yourself there, ask yourself different questions. Do I have all the information I need to make a decision? Can I get more information than I have now? Sometimes we have to make decisions with the information we have on hand, right? Will thinking about this anymore change the situation or help me to gain more knowledge than I have now? Now, if you don't have all the information and you can get more, then stop thinking about it and do the thing you need to do to get more information. If you can't, then you know you will need to decide. And if that is the case, say to yourself, I am making the best decision with the information I currently have. And that's what leaders do, you know? Be your leader, be your cheerleader. No one else is going to do that for you. The one that lifts you up and tells you that you are a thorough thinker, not an overthinker. Challenge yourself to make decisions quicker where it doesn't matter. And always, always, always recognize that just because you made a decision doesn't mean you can't change your mind and make a new decision. And I will see you next time on the podcast. Hey, thanks for listening to the Studio Fertility Podcast. If you know you could benefit from working with me, head to my website at studiofertility.com, where you'll find some freebies, information on my transformational one-to-one coaching and group coaching programs, and lots of great testimonials. And if you love the podcast, I'd love to know through a 5-star review. And that's it.